Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Cannibal Woman.
I still have a dream.
So you're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Cannibal Woman. All the way back. Interesting band, actually. They're from just north of Seattle. And they're part Swedish, part Native American.
Right.
That nice. Is an interesting combination. What I want to know is, what's the website?
Cannibalwoman.com.
How are you spelling it?
K-A-N-N-I-B-A-L.
Woman. Indeed. Tony Wan. Poorly being the internet, Neil. You will notice I'm very, very croaky. Excuse me. I've had another one of those stupid trips when I overdo it.
Right.
And we will be playing something else from them in the future. And I would like to say right now, at the top of the show, that is the first track in an 8-track, perfectly symmetrical show we've got this week.
Okay.
How exciting. Now then, in this bit, what we do is we do your jokes and poems under the guise of additional material. If you've got a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. What did I say? Poem?
Yeah.
Yeah, title your email Poetry Corner. If you've got a joke for us, do the same thing, but title your email Comedy Suburbs. We haven't got one of those exactly, but we did have this rather brilliant email through. No, I'm just going to read out to you.
Okay.
Hi, Paul and Tony. It was one of the rare times this week I was on the iTunes page for podcasts and saw yours. With a name like Punky, I had to check it out. Great. I wish I would have found your podcast years ago. I've already gone back and listened to several old episodes. I also enjoy your banter. Yeah. note here, quite clearly a simpleton. Where is Robin's Nest and the Hireman's Lodge? Are the podcasts recorded? Listen, man, you're going to have to go back a long way to find out about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the great music and talk. You are my favourite music podcast. I can only assume that that's your first. No, I said that, not him. And that is Rem from San Rafael, California, 10 miles north of San Francisco. Very specific. Thank you very much, Rem. Mm. Now, here comes the jokey bit. He says, while I don't have a joke, I do have some fake news and facts on my Twitter page. I've started making up stories on each of the 50 states over the next 50 days. You are free to use any of these that you like. And it's twitter.com/... My Mock News. So it's at My Mock News, right? And do is obviously a brand new page. When I looked, he only had 9 followers. I think I made it 10.
Mm.
And this is an example of the things he's doing. He's absolutely mad. And this was on the 20th of March. And he tweets quite simply, Alabama to become Alalama. With nation's biggest lamb farm. These are the kind of facts I like. So, yeah, do make sure you check out Rem's Twitter page if you're on Twitter. You can add me while you're there, at Paulie B, P-O-O-R-L-Y-B-E-E. If I don't talk very much this week, I hope you can tell why. Things will get a little bit funnier later on in the show when I tell you about what happened last week. In the meantime, if it's all right with you, Tone.
Yeah.
I am going to run on with the next song, which has come straight through. I picked it up today, actually, via Manila PR. We played a track from Vinny and the Stars the other week, and they're from Hull, right? They're from Hull. So we've had north of Seattle, part Swedish, part Indian, and then we've had Hull, right? And I really like this album. It's not... But most of the album isn't really suitable for punky, but some of the songs are. It's called Punkological Business. But it's not really in any way punk, but it's got some good stuff, and it's kind of rap with a northern accent, but in that kind of quite sort of funny, quirky sort of, I don't know, a bit like Goldie Looking Chain, I suppose.
Okay.
A bit more punk than that, and there are some songs. There is one other track on here that's a blues number that I will be playing in a few weeks' time as well. What I want to know is, what is Vinny and the Stars website?
VinnyandtheStars.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie being the Internet Neil, and this is Roulette Gun.
Her love's like a blue-red gun.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have learned how to forward emails.
Hey!
So, I will forward the Marv tracks after this show so we can get a new Marv-style bed for next week. And while I'm there, if I can, I'll forward the tracks from Jim Canamella's son so we can get another bed for that as well. Unless maybe after Easter, not have a relaunch, but just have a bit of an update on the old beds and that. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment and like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio and do it. It's one of the easier ways to get in touch with us, and we'll read your comments out.
Yeah, we do seem to be getting a few more people on Facebook now,
don't we? It's definitely getting better, definitely.
It's about time.
Yeah. First off, from Elwood. Elwood Breddle, I'm sure it's quite an old listener now. I'm thinking it's the same Elwood. Hello, Elwood.
Now, hold on a minute. When you say quite an old listener, do you mean he's now 18?
Been listening for a while.
Right.
Long-term listener, I think. Who says to simply poorly be for Pope? Oops, too late. Yeah.
Yeah, I narrowly missed out on that one.
Just...
Yeah.
Damn those conclave people.
I know. Yeah. I know. They're probably Derby County fans. He does wear white.
Sleazy Sleaze. It says, much respect to the guys on Punky Radio from the UK for broadcasting so high of the newest album. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
And we enjoyed playing it as well. Thank you very much, Sleazy. We'll play something else in a few weeks' time.
One from Limadine. Assuming this is Limadine. He says, hey, that's the first ever play of Medical Experiments by Limousine on the radio. Woo! Great show. Cheers, Paul and Tony.
Hey, we're groundbreaking.
Hey.
And it's a great song as well, but you know what?
What's that?
The thing is that when most bands send their CDs to radio stations and that, obviously, they start playing from the first track. So the first one they like, they're going to play. Now, I know this. So I start playing from the last track and work back.
Yep.
Because that way we're more likely to play a track first. And also, I think that you can tell if a band's really good and they've got a really good album if the last track's great. And it is. So get their album. You've been Limousine. Terrific. And hello, Limo Dean. I'm going to meet you this year.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's not terrifying, is it?
A little bit. That's cool. That time, isn't it? I mean, how many years? 2 or 3 years or something like that we're playing them?
At least.
Yeah.
Cool. At least, yeah.
Final comment from Paul Boyle.
Hello, mate. Yeah. That's the Essex Paul B.
Ah, okay. He says, dear Pony. Congratulations, that's getting some usage. Have we called Pony before? I'm sure we have. Probably the same guy.
I don't know.
Yeah. My iTunes will not delay the file from 16th Feb or 5th of March. I try repeatedly, but it's just not happening. 12th and 19th of March come through. Okay, what's going on? How will I find out how Tony's up when? Any chance you could both pop around my house or crack open a box of Red and you can reenact those two episodes? Well, I've responded to you and hopefully you fixed the problem. But if you do have any problems with iTunes, do let me know. But I think it's just messing it about. I don't think there are any problems with the shows. But do get in touch if you do have any issues.
Well, I've got two things to say about this. First of all, why not bother with that? Why not go to the Punky Radio page, punkyradio.com, and do that feed burner thing and get that on so you get the things downloaded directly from there because all the shows are on there. Mm-hmm. And secondly, you had me until you said, I can open a box of wine. You philistine. At least get it in a bottle.
You're a big fan of the boxes, then.
I think wine boxes are very much things you get stuck into at the ends of parties.
Okay, well, leave it till last. Yeah, there are some good wine out of boxes.
Well, I'll tell you all then, Tony. Anyway. Why don't you go round there?
All right. Well, I could watch him drink. I'm not drinking.
I'll tell you what, that could be that's just you go, I'll have you know there's some good wines in boxes. Yes, I'm sure there are. And I do appreciate the fact that normally a box of wine is fucking massive. That's fair enough. Fair play to Paul. But you're going to invite me round your house. I don't really want to drink booze out of a box.
Okay.
All right, I'm just saying.
Well, we found the line. We will not drink wine out of boxes.
It's taken a while.
It's a start.
It's taken a while to find how low I would go. But no. Anyway, thank you very much for the invite. I'd love to come and have a box of wine with you sometimes, Paul.
Yep. Thank you for the comment. That is it.
That is it. Well, that is beautifully read. If you have a Facebook comment for us, go on Facebook and find us. It's really easy. /Punky Radio Now, I'm very pleased to say that the next track... Interesting this, because if I'd gone for real symmetry, I'd have played this song later on in the show. Because the next band we're playing are made up of people from southern Sweden and a band called Grand Reserva. And we first played a track of theirs maybe 2 years ago called Badlands. And we've been playing them here and there ever since. We do play a bit more heavy rock on this show than we used to, as discussed. And this is no exception. What I like about it is that the album's called 40 Laws. And this song should really be called 40 Laws. But it's actually called The Guardian. But they do say 40 Laws. But it's important that you remember it's called The Guardian.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you the website after this. This is The Guardian. That was Grand Reserva and The Guardian. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great John the Badger's week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week? I know you did something that was very sad, but did you do anything that was good?
No. Don't think so. Their usual back to work and sort of the house thing. We finally ordered some windows today for the kitchen, so
hopefully that's getting nice.
Yeah, I like windows.
Yeah, I know. So you've just had big holes in the wall, have you?
No, just bricks. You know, right. We don't need light. But in effect, we find we do. So we're going to have some. Yeah. Yourself? What did you get up to? Why have you lost your voice?
Right, it's all right, mate. I've more than made up for it. Last Thursday morning, I flew to Oslo. Thursday night, I did my drinks evening with expats. They were less there than usual, but it didn't stop us all getting absolutely smashed. And I bumped into a girl whose name I won't say, but one of the girls there was the personal assistant to the Crown Princess of Norway.
Oh, wow.
She used to be the personal assistant to Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie.
Hmm.
And she's a right drunken slapper. What a fantastic woman. She was hilarious. I can't wait. When I say that I can't wait to meet her again, I don't mean I went off and did something with her that was untoward. It wasn't like that. She's just really, really good fun. She was excellent, and I'm not going to tell you her name. She's my secret. Well, okay. I mean, other people know about her. For example, the Crown Princess of Norway, but she was really, really funny. Anyway, on the Friday, we did the show at the Dirty Cow in Oslo, and there weren't many people there. Because of the football and Lewis C.K. was playing around the corner. England won 8-0, that was pretty good. And then we all went out for a drink afterwards. Was it that night? Was it Sunday? Might have been the next day. Oh no, we all went out for a drink afterwards. And the guy that I do the show with, Darren the Chef, got kicked out of his own restaurant by the doorman for not doing anything wrong other than being a nice bloke. I witnessed it all. The doorman had decided to take it upon himself to every once in a while stop being the doorman, go inside and change the music to stuff he liked while he was there patting girls on the bottom and generally being a bit of a sexual predator. Darren, being the head chef, went over to him and said, "What on earth do you think you're doing? Can you stop this, please? The music's on here for a reason. The girls aren't going to do your job as a doorman." So the doorman kicked him out, right? Because doormen in Norway have a lot more power than they should, basically. So anyway, Darren in a huff goes down this other bar. I ask where Darren's gone. The staff say, "Oh, he's been kicked out by the doorman." I said, "Well, that's ridiculous. What's he done?" They said, "What he's done." I said, "Surely the doorman should be stopped." They went, "No, the doorman's got more power." I don't think so. I'm going to go and have a word with him. So I went outside. Now, the doorman have got a lot of power, but only directly on the door and within the venue. And there was a red line just one step away from him on the outside. So I made a big thing of stepping over this red line, turned around to him and then said, "I'd like you to tell me exactly why you've thrown out the head chef." And he wouldn't do it. And more people there. I said, "Tell me why you threw out the head chef, because I don't think he did anything wrong. Tell me." And I just kept going on it. I said, "I know you can't touch me because I'm the wrong side of this red line. And I'm going to stand here until you tell me so that I don't have to tell you." And I said, "Are you not telling me because you're ashamed of what you've done?" And now there's more people standing around, right? I said, "That's it, isn't it? You're ashamed of what you've done." And I just kept on with this play. I said, "What did you do? What did you do? Because I heard that you left the door, went inside and put the music on you wanted and interfered with women in the process. That's sexual assault and that's doing someone else's job. I would like it if I was a doorman and the DJ came out and started doing the door for me. You've got a responsibility to be outside, not inside. So I'd like to know, are you ashamed of what you did?" And I just kept on and kept on. And he was getting aggressive because he knew he was wrong and he couldn't do anything. And the thing about these doormen is they're actually... I wouldn't have said it to an English doorman because he'd have stepped over the line and twatted me. Right? Yes. But these guys, they cannot do that. And eventually he got so frustrated, he just went, "Oh, why don't you just fuck off?" And ran inside, almost crying. I went down to see Darren, telling him what had happened. The guys I was with had been really, really laughing at it. Anyway, this doorman got sacked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And quite right too.
Oh, yeah.
Not because of what I said, but because of what he'd been doing. There were various complaints and all that sort of thing. But it means I've probably got a problem now, because obviously being sacked from one door doesn't mean he won't end up on another one. And I know, yeah, I know that there's going to be a bar I really want to go in, and this bloke's going to be going on the door. And he's going to remember me, because I'm very distinctive. I might have to do the rest of this bit as a sort of part two, because the next night in Oslo was fantastic. Then we got the bus down to Gothenburg. I will tell you quickly. Then we got the bus down to Gothenburg. And then we did the show there. And after the show, eight of us went out for a drink. And just about 50 yards out of the gig, there was a fight on the other side of the road. Now, the Swedish aren't really known for fighting in the street, whereas the English are. And there's about eight English. And we saw this fight. And we said, "Look, we've got to break this up." So we ran over to break the fight up. And we dragged this guy off this other guy. And we thought when we ran over, you know, I was a bit scared, thinking, "Oh, you know, they might have knives and they could be really useful." It looked like a proper fight from the other side of the road. And when we got up close, it was two really old men. And they were both, shall we say, mentally challenged. And it turned out they were brothers and they were fighting about money. Right? And
wow.
We dragged these guys off each other. We calmed them down. And then as we walked off, this Swedish guy with us burst out laughing. He said, "First of all, that's the first time I've ever seen Swedish guys fight in the street. And secondly, that's the first time I've ever seen English guys calm things down." I said, "Well, you know, because there's four comics there." I said, "Well, the biggest fight's going to happen now." And he went, "Why?" I said, "Well, the fight's going to be between the four comics as to who gets this piece of material." It did. It didn't. It turns out we're all going to do it when we've written it, probably. I haven't done it justice here because I've got a croaky voice, but it was really funny. And then we flew home the next day, and then I lost my voice. There you go. That was my week. And hello to Silky and Kevin Shepherd and Simon Emmanuel for both being brilliant. For all being brilliant over the weekend. I'm out of breath. Two tracks in a row coming up now. Mm-hmm. Listen out for the Subsonics. And another great song of their greatest, latest album that I'll tell you about after this. Before that, here's another track from The Brain's new album. This has come via Simon Says. What is The Brain's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Brain's?
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/The Brain's MTL, which stands for Montreal, I discovered. Tony T put it in set one, and I forgot to ask you what Grand Reserva's website was, didn't I?
Yeah.
What's Grand Reserva's website?
GrandReserva.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 1. Grand Reserva is spelled GrandReserva. And this is The Brain's, an electric shock.
Singing boom shang-a-lang with all the urgency of plastic surgery. Hey, Wild! Bring your bag of colored bones. More rockers of the mind for the accident prone. If they were who you thought you were, you'll push your in, push your pull. Still on the same set steel as you roll downhill. Hey, Wild! Cut your head off at the knees. Deaf, dumb, and blind to you, please, please, please. And a caption right here under you. All 1,000 dead at the vestibule. You never look so great, then they are lying in state. Thank you.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Subsonics and a track called Haywire from their brilliant latest album that came to us via Slovenly Records. And hello to Bazooka Joe. What is Subsonics' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Subsonics?
No, Facebook.com/Subsonics ATL, standing for Atlanta. Mate, there's total symmetry this week. So that's Body of the Internet 2, Tony 3. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must mean it's time for a particularly croaky
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. Still where it was last week. Sunday there is a private party on, so I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And again, Monday there's nothing on as well. No, Monday there's something to be confirmed, but I only have information for this week. This Thursday, 28th, The Workhouse, Courtney Yasmin Band, Daniel Healy, Tim Falker, and a late set from the Swabler 3. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
We still don't know about that, do we?
Nah, no information to be found.
Crazy, crazy people.
Crazy. But how much do you think it would be?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday night, 29th, Max from Greece, The Penny Black Remedy, The Hallelujah Trials, Coeur d'Alene Giant. It's a Juanita Moonshine Promotions presents Bamalam Night.
It'll be great fun. It'll be great fun.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is. And finally, Saturday night, The Rockets, Rage DC, The Long Dicks, and RD in the Barroom Heroes. It's a London Calling Night.
How are they spelling the Rockets?
Rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T-S.
Okay, right. Well, it'll be a cracking night. London Calling never let anybody down.
Yeah. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Oh, nice one.
Six.
Just in time for Easter. 666. Yeah. Nice one.
That's it. That's all I have.
Well, that's very good. In that case, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And if you've got a gig from anywhere else in the world, do send it in. We'll read it out.
Yep.
We just get the 12 bar stuff every week, so we read it out. But we'll read it out from anywhere.
We will.
You can be anywhere in the world. If you've got a gig on, let us know. Tony@punkyradio.com. And that will happen.
Yes.
A band who haven't gigged in a long time is called The Scourge, Tony.
Ah, yes.
But they are prolific in the studio. And last week, Captain Marbles went in with their lead singer and into the studio for a day. And I think they had some booze.
Right.
And after they had some booze, they recorded this track, which is entirely ridiculous. And they sent it straight to us. I said, I'll play it straight away. What is The Scourge's website?
TheScourge.co.uk.
How are you spelling The Scourge?
S-C-U-R-G-E.
Indeed. Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 2. I don't know what to say about this, really. TV interviewer.
Katie Price. I'm lucky, is it? Oh, can I just have a feel of your tits? Can I? Oh, John McCreary, here he is, me old mucker. Are you just a dirty old sexist? Just how you ask, Minnie Russell, you feel a bit pinky? Come on, son, you get it.
If I was a TV interviewer,
I'd ask questions that we all wanna hear.
If I was a TV interviewer,
now I'd find out if Justin Bieber's queer. Is he queer? Yes, he's queer.
If I was a TV interviewer,
I'd ask questions that we all wanna hear.
Morris, Robin, come with some. Baz is doing Staying Alive.
Angry Pirate.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Baz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should say as well that the Scourge is from Essex.
Okay.
So after doing in a row Sweden, Montreal, Atlanta, we then get Essex. And hello to Marbles. How you doing, mate? Top bloke, top song. Keep us posted about how the new album's coming along. I think they have got close to finalising the 15 tracks that will be on it, and obviously one or two of them will be played on the show because we love the Scourge. Now then, Are you doing anything this week?
Well, it's Easter weekend. I think we are going to do something, but we haven't finalised it yet. Well, I think we're going to try and get out to the house. It'll be nice. The outside world, where it's light and there are people. Apart from that, we don't know what. Probably going to go into a city and do a bit of shopping and checking out some sites and just enjoying being out.
But sometimes I think you're utterly unhinged the way you carry on.
And it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what I'm doing then, shall I?
Yep.
Thursday night is the start of my Last Minute Comedy Club New Act Competition 2013 and takes place at the Ashcroft Arms in Stopsley. It features 10 stand-up comics, me comparing, drinks promotions, we'll be playing the drinking game Roxanne. I'll probably be dead by the morning, which is a problem, because on Friday I've got to drive all the way to Congleton in Cheshire to do a gig there with Tom Stade, who's quite a well-known stand-up comic now, and he's opening for me. Aren't I rock and roll? I'm bound to have a shit gig. Then I don't stay over, I drive back that night, because on Saturday I'm doing Dolly's Excellent Barn Party in Itchen. It is my latest cabaret and burlesque show. Features two burlesque acts, three stand-up comics, all the usual nonsense. And it's going to be brilliant. That's at the Victoria Pub in Itchen. And then on Sunday, it's part two of my new act competition, Easter Sunday, at the Pad in Bedford, when another 10 acts will take the stage. I'll be doing it again with more Roxanne, more drink. I don't know if I'm going to have any voice left for this. More drinking, more fun and games. And after the show, they're doing a special club night of number ones.
Okay.
All the way back to 1952.
Wow. Well, in any particular order or just completely random?
I don't know. Don't know. But they're going to play 60 number one records in a row. I imagine. That's going to be pretty crazy.
I hope they do a crazy frog.
Well, I'm thinking there's some they're going to leave out. Isn't there? I can't see anybody really dancing to Mullican Tire.
No.
Or what was that terrible Bryan Adams song that was there forever?
I can't remember. I just erased it from my brain.
It was the one from Robin Hood.
One from Robin Hood, yeah.
Yeah.
I can do the solo. No, I can't remember it. Just the guitar solo.
That hasn't really helped me.
Nah.
But yeah, there will be some, I imagine they won't be played. I'm looking forward to dance to I Shut Up In Your Face, though. So that's on Sunday. And then on Monday, Easter Monday, I'm just going to stay in bed.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. So yeah, I am genuinely a little bit concerned about my voice again, because obviously four nights gigging in a row under this kind of pressure ain't good. So I'll tell you what, I'll stop talking right now, shall I? And I'll get on with the next song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Thanks. Right, this band, frankly, never heard of them before, and they came through via Music Submit, who just said there's a new band we'd like to consider them for playing. I listened to him, liked him all the way from San Francisco. This is Luna Sopor and Valence, or Valence, or Valence, or, oh, Valence.
Wasn't a good idea.
When I see you, it feeds a fact. You're not the love that I require. All of these days, you were away. I thought we had so much to say. The day we met, still in my head. I don't regret the good times. The things you say, mess with my mind. I cross the lines if you're inclined.
Listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Luna Sopor and Valence. If I haven't pronounced that right, I'm very sorry. Bit more heavy rock for you. Girl-fronted. I like it with a girl-fronted heavy rock. You stick a woman in spandex, and I'm pretty much going to go and watch.
Yeah.
Sad but true, isn't it? But you stick a woman in spandex, and I'm going to go and have a look. They are good. I really like them. Hopefully we'll play something else off them in the future. I don't really have much more information than that. You can find out more by going to their website, which is...
lunasupport.com?
It is. It's Tony Five, probably the internet too. You give me a bit of a pacing this week. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Right. I wonder if I already knew about that.
You do.
Ooh, so we've got a double twatting, have we?
Yeah, we have.
Excellent.
Let's read this out. So this is from Ram, who you mentioned before.
Oh, and yeah, he was on early on in the show, yeah.
He was. And this came through to you. Subject, twat of the week.
Yeah, it's not called twat of the week, is it?
No.
What's it called, Tony?
It's a twat.
Yeah.
And emails go to me.
Tony at punkyradio.com, not me, yeah.
So, he says, Paul, I not only have a twat of the week, but probably the twat of the week. Plenty of others in addition to me are angered by Sebastian Vettel. In Formula 1, who disobeyed team orders to not pass his teammate Mark Webber. What did Vettel do? He passed him and went on to take first place from him. Team orders had been legal for a couple of years, and the Red Bull team were trying to save fuel and make the tyres last at the end of the race. Vettel is a twat, and plenty of other names he's been getting since yesterday. So please give your twat of the week award to Red Bull F1 driver Sebastian Vettel.
Well, we will do, because he was a twat.
Mm.
And Mark Webber actually was so furious that on Vettel's I'm great winning victory lap, he got cut up by Webber.
Did he?
He just shot past him, took him out, and almost took his front wheel off. Yeah, it was really funny. So he was a twat. You're absolutely right. Let's just do that first. It's Rem's first go. Come on, we'll do that.
Okay, so Sebastian Vettel from Red Bull Formula 1 team
is a twat. However.
Hmm.
However.
However.
Rem, we welcome you as a new listener. We thank you for your kind words. But we do make it very clear that this section is called Is a Twat. And if you have a twat to nominate, you should email tony@punkyradio.com. So I'm afraid that virginal as you are on your debut appearance on the show, you are about to get the twatting of a lifetime. Tony, go for it.
Okay, so Rem from San Francisco, California.
Hang on, Tone. You've stopped saying the reason why. You used to do a line.
I always used to say that.
Yeah, yeah. So you should say, so, for doing this and that.
Oh, you're a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
come on. Well, otherwise, yeah, otherwise, it's going to be a triple twat.
So, for titling his email incorrectly and sending it to completely the wrong person, Rem from San Francisco, California,
is a twat. Controversial twatting, and you were lucky not to be on the end of a third one there, Tony.
I know.
Got away with it. I've got even more news after this last track this week. I did say that everything was symmetrical. I'll tell you why everything was symmetrical after this song, and I'll give you some exciting news about a little thing that's happening at the very end of the show that I'd forgotten to tell you about, Tony, until
brilliant.
Now. But in the meantime, off their new album, Cooking Up a Party, King Salami and the Cumberland Three. This is a great song. What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
And what's the and what's the three?
And is and, the word and three is the number three.
It is indeed. Tony Six, Paulie Vian said two. I got a baby. Sweet little baby, she's the bad. She don't love guys like a lot of guys do. A real kind of love that's real and true. I got a baby, she's mine, oh my. Sweet little baby, she's the bad. She don't love guys like a lot of guys do. A real kind of love that's real and true. Sweet little baby, she's the bad. You don't love guys like a lot of guys do. A real kind of love that's real and true. We'll be right back.
cabin down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was King Slimy and the Cumberland Three in a track called I Got a Baby. That was track eight. Track one was called I'm a Man. So here goes with the symmetry. One, I'm a man. Eight, I got a baby. See what I'm doing there? Mm-hmm. Track two, Roulette Gun. Track seven, Valance, as in the film, the man who shot Liberty Valance with a gun. Here we go. Track three, The Guardian, which is, of course, part of the newspaper media. Track six, TV interviewer from the TV media. Track four, electric shock. Track five, Haywire. What did you get electric shocks from? Wires. Perfect symmetry. How about that tone? Now, I know. And I didn't do that on purpose. I looked down at it and went, oh, that's good. One last thing this week. The thing I didn't mention was when we flew back from Gothenburg to Stansted, we flew with Ryanair. For the first time on the flight, I was with three other people that knew about the fact that I shout arse if Ryanair land on time.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And they got a four comics arse. And you're going to hear it right at the end of this show. Before that, Tony, maybe you could just remind people about the internet stations we're going on.
Sure. We go through to three different internet radio stations. We go through to Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. Finally, we're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com.
And super double penultimately, finally, hello to Evil Deshi, the goat herder, who is not dead and is still making wicked radio.
Oh, cool.
Brilliant. We'll find out more next week. In the meantime, here comes the arse. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.